ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 16th एंटाइटल्ड किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट 34। अजीत जीता सममति भी साधु भीर भवान जितात्म भीर भवता विजितास्ते अपि च भजताम अकामात्मनाम य आत्मदोति कारुणाम। ट्रांसलेशन। चित्रकेतु सेड, ओ अनकॉन्करेबल लॉर्ड, ऑल्दो यू कैन नॉट बी कॉन्कर्ड बाय एनीवन, यू आर सर्टेनली कॉन्कर्ड बाय डिवोटीज हु हैव कंट्रोल ऑफ द माइंड एंड सेंसेस। They can keep you under their control because you are causelessly merciful to devotees who desire no material profit from you. Indeed, you give yourself to them, and because of this, you also have full control over your devotees. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. The Lord and the devotees both conquer. The Lord is conquered by the devotees, and the devotees are conquered by the Lord. Because of being conquered by one another, they both derive transcendental bliss from their relationship. The highest perfection of this mutual conquering is exhibited by Krishna and the gopis. The gopis conquered Krishna and Krishna conquered the gopis. Thus, whenever Krishna played his flute, he conquered the minds of the gopis, and without seeing the gopis, Krishna could not be happy. Other transcendentalists such as jnanis and yogis cannot conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only pure devotees can conquer him. Pure devotees are described as samamati, which means that they never deviate from devotional service under any circumstance. It is not that devotees worship the Supreme Lord only when happy. They worship Him even when in distress. Happiness and distress do not hamper the process of devotional service. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says that devotional service is ahetuki apratihata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. When a devotee offers devotional service to the Lord without any motive, anya bilashita shunyam, his service cannot be hampered by any material condition, apratihata. Thus, a devotee who offers service in all conditions of life can conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A special distinction between devotees and the other transcendentalists, namely jnanis and yogis, is that jnanis and yogis artificially try to become one with the Supreme, whereas devotees never aspire for such an impossible accomplishment. Devotees know that their position is to be eternally servants of the Supreme Lord and never to be one with Him. Therefore, they are called samamati or jitatma. They detest oneness with the Supreme. They have no lusty desires for oneness. Instead, their desire is to be freed from all material hankering. Therefore, they are called nishkama or desireless. A living entity cannot exist without desires. But desires that can be never be fulfilled are called kama or lusty desires. Kama is taistar hitak jnana. Because of lusty desires, non-devotees are deprived of their intelligence. Thus, they are unable to conquer the Supreme Lord, whereas devotees, being freed from such unreasonable desires, can conquer the Lord. Such devotees are also conquered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they are pure, being free from all material desires, they fully surrender to the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Lord conquers them. Such devotees never aspire for liberation. They simply desire to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. because they serve the Lord without desires for remuneration, they can conquer the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is by nature very merciful. And when he sees that his servant is working without desires for material profit, naturally he is conquered. Devotees are always engaged in service. Savai mana Krishna padar vindayor vacham si vaikunta gunanu varnane. All the activities of their senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Because of such devotion, the Lord gives himself to his devotees as if they could use him for any purpose they might desire. Of course, devotees have no purpose other than to serve. When a devotee fully surrenders and has no aspiration for material profit, the Lord certainly gives him all opportunities for service. This is the position of the Lord when conquered by his devotees. Hare Krishna. So before starting, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. It's a difficult task to speak here. So, please. One time, a few years back, Vrajvihari Prabhu was giving a class to us when we just joined the ashram on public speaking. And he was mentioning that how, especially sitting in the temple and giving Srimad Bhagavatam class is a very, very humbling experience. It is a humbling experience because we say here, Chitraketu Maharaj, his prayers are starting, and how he's speaking his prayers right from the heart, his realizations are pouring out. Like Vishwanath Prabhu was telling the other on Sunday, that how prayer is an outpouring of an expression of the love of the devotee. But here, we have just some intellectual understanding that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and conditioned in this material world, we don't even know. We just talk on a very intellectual platform that yes, Krishna is. So how can, it's very difficult to sit here and speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. But as we see in the second canto, Shukadeva Goswami is talking to Parikshit Maharaj and starts answering the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. And Shukadeva Goswami is telling, Shrotavyadi Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrasha. He Rajan, O King Parikshit, Shrotavyadishu, there are many, many Santi Sahasrasha. Thousands of subject matters are there on which materialistic men are discussing. The discussion is going on, Shrota Vyadishu, what they are hearing about topics, economic, political, social, thousands of Santi Sahasrasha, so many topics are there. And thus, they are discussing, absorbed in the materialistic life, Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Griha Medinam. He says, Apashyatam Atma Tattvam. They have no knowledge of absolute truth. They have no knowledge of their constitutional position. They have no knowledge of their relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Griheshu Griha Medinam. So word uses Griha Medinam. So materialistic person, Medinam, Medhi means his jealousy. He's so much absorbed in his own selfish interest, how to create my own comfort zone, that he's always jealous. For his own bodily comfort, he's jealous of others. So I and mine, it may be personal or it may be extended. My body or maybe personal, my extended, my family, my society, my community, my nation. So in this absorption in the mind mentality, word is used, Griha Medinam. He's always jealous, envious of other. And ultimately this envious is also projected towards Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the very reason we have come to material world, desiring to lord over, dominate the resources. I want to be the Lord. I want to be Lord in the material world, or if not, in the spiritual realm. I want to become one with the Lord. So that's what is meant in today's purport. It's a lusty desire, impossible accomplishment, either to enjoy here or in the spiritual realm, one tries to become one with the Lord. It is nothing but the same lusty desire. Kama is thirst, hita jnana. And because they are absorbed in so many subject matters, apashyatam atma tattvam, they have not developed the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Intelligence is not purified. So they are absorbed in Medhinam, this consciousness. jealousy of others, absorbed in enjoying this material world. Shrutta Vyadishu Rajendra. So thousands of subject matters they want to discuss, but when we tell them to discuss Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, topics of Supreme Personality of Godhead, no interest. Just because absorbed in the consciousness. So these people, Kama is Tayastar Hrita Jnana, Prabhupada says, Hrita Jnana, his intelligence has been stolen away, conquered by the material energy, illusory energy of the Lord. Such is the pitiable condition. Consciousness has been conquered. But here, Chitraketu Maharaj's purport is talking so beautifully about being conquered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How one becomes conquered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So Shukadev Goswami is telling that Griheshu Griha Medhinam, materialistic person is absorbed in so many thousands of subject matters and is attached to the fallible soldiers, Atma Sanyeshu Asat Suopi, to the temporary objects of this material world, temporary phenomena of this material world, temporary persons of this material world who are fallible. So they are so absorbed, they do not take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such strong is the attachment. So therefore he gives the solution. See, such a person is always haunted by fear. Why? Naturally, if we are taking shelter of temporary object and desiring eternal happiness, naturally a person is haunted by fear. So he says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma. Therefore, what is the solution? Bhagwan Ishwarohari. Instead of being conquered by absorbed, instead of absorbing your consciousness in these thousands of subject matters with the desire of selfish motives, try to absorb. What you should do? Bhagwan Ishwarohari, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagwan, understand his position as Supreme Controller, Supreme Proprietor, Supreme Lover, our Well-Wisher, our Glorious Master. Understand Krishna's position, Atma Tattva. How? Shrotavya Kirtitavya Smartavyascha. By hearing about Krishna, Shrotavya. So hearing from bona fide spiritual master. Who gives you the right tattva? Not hearing from any person, any professional reciter. From a bona fide person. What does he teach? Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsava Bhritya, he teaches. Only one Supreme Personality. You can never become the Lord. He destroys that false ego with the desire to become the Lord, either in the material realm or in the spiritual realm. So that's, we should hear Shrota Vyadish. Then Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha. And not only hear Kirtitavya, glorify, engage in glorifying Krishna. So now we have a mission of glorification of Krishna. We have a society, Krishna conscious society, glorification, Prabhupada has established, for the glorification of Krishna. It is meant for glorification of Krishna, not for any personal glorifications. So, we engage in service in the mission, serve in the mission which is meant for glorification of Krishna. By our body, by actions, pranair, arthir, dhya, vacha. The whole life should be dedicated for service. So first hear, submissive oral reception, and then service. Spread in the preaching mission. And what it will lead to? Smartavya. You can absorb your consciousness in Krishna. You will be conquered by Krishna. Krishna will conquer your heart. And also you will conquer Krishna's heart. And thus that sweet relationship is established as mentioned in this purport, that a devotee and Krishna both experiences transcendental bliss. As Prabhupada says here, the Krishna and gopis experiencing transcendental relationship. So one hears about Krishna's submissive oral reception from the right bona fide person with the right attitude, and then engage in service in the mission, in the glorification of Krishna. Why? Gaurangpur was quoting recently in one of the classes. He said, if you do not preach, you become envious. Why? Because envy is very deep-rooted in the heart. So how we can root out this envy? Only by service in the mission which is meant for glorification of Krishna. Kirti Tavyascha. So we have to root out this envy, this false ego. Shrotavya, Kirti Tavyas, and then lead to Smartavyas. We are conquered by Krishna and Krishna. So that's very beautifully seen in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the life of so many wonderful devotees. Right from first canto onwards till last. So I just thought of focusing from second canto, the incident of Parikshit Maharaj. Where Parikshit Maharaj's life is told, that how he starts hearing from Shukadeva Goswami. What is the effect of hearing? Right in the fourth chapter, in the first verse, it is said, Suta Goswami is telling, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukadeva Goswami, so we see what happened after the submissive oral reception from his speeches of Shukadeva Goswami. After hearing the speeches of Shukadeva Goswami, which were all about truth of the self, Atma Tattvam, truth of the self, he applied his concentration faithfully upon Krishna. It's a very beautiful translation. Prabhupada writes in the purport, he says, to become a pure devotee, to be absorbed in Krishna, two things are required. He says, the first thing is that one is born in the family of devotees. One is born in the family of devotees. So we may feel that many of us are out of that. So two things are required. One is born in the family of devotees. And second thing is one gets shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, of a pure devotee. But Parikshit Maharaj had the great fortune. Parikshit Maharaj is telling out of his humility, out of his humble mood. He said, I had the great fortune of being born in the family of Pandavas. And just because I was born in the family of Pandavas, which was so dear, so intimate to Krishna, just see the benefit of being close to someone who is intimate. He says, I was born in the family of Pandavas just to continue the lineage of Pandavas. When I was in the womb of my mother and Ashwathama had attacked, Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Krishna, came to protect me. Just to show favor to Pandavas. He is not thinking that I am qualified. And because he has seen, we are just struggling to understand intellectually some of these shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, Shrimad Bhagavatam. But Parikshit Maharaj had realization of Krishna. Who is Krishna? He has seen Krishna in the womb itself. And as a result, he could never forget Krishna. Smartavya, he was absorbed in Krishna throughout his life. And Prabhupada says, this is the result. Because he came in touch with Krishna, he had realization of Krishna. He had seen Krishna. And by continuous absorption in Krishna, he became a chaste devotee of the Lord. He became very chaste. And this Parikshit Maharaj, the great soul, the Mahatma, He already became so chaste by continuously absorption, because once somebody who has realized Krishna, who has seen Krishna, he doesn't find taste in anything else of the material world. Why? His purpose is, in one purport, Krishna is a reservoir of all rasas. All the rasas. Complete pacification, complete satisfaction is found in that relationship. So Parikshit Maharaj, once he has seen, he has experienced that relationship, he is absorbed, and by continuous absorption, what happens? Soul becomes completely chaste to Krishna. And who was already chaste, what happened to him? And now Parikshit Maharaj is telling, by great fortune, Krishna has sent at the time of death, and this warning has come, Shri Shukadev Goswami. Bhagyavan Jiva, a great fortunate soul gets the association of a pure devotee. Like yesterday night, we were reading Krishna book and Akrura visiting Vrindavan, and he's telling one analogy that how a blade of grass in the ocean, what probability it just comes and flows to the shore. Very rare. So here, by association of the pure devotee, we are struggling in the ocean of material existence, but very rarely somebody who gets the association of pure devotee, he comes to the shore of the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. So like that. So Parikshit Maharaj, who was already chaste, now by hearing what happened, he applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. Very faithfully. Recently, we were hearing one class that what it means chastity. Chastity means complete dedication. Complete dedication. Complete dedication means making that master, your glorious master to whom you are chaste, as the priority, prime priority of your life, and completely dedicate. Dedicate means, recently Gaurang was explaining in our class, he said, dedication means doing anything, anytime, anywhere. Giving up all other dharmas, all other obligations, anytime, anything, anywhere for the pleasure of Krishna or your master, the spiritual master. So he developed that chastity. And what happened when he developed the chastity? The next verse says, Atmajaya sutagara pashu dravini bandushu. Atmajaya. Rupa says, what is this modern civilization? Modern civilization is, one has a body, he wants to give comfort to the body. So you think, let me create family. So he creates family. That's materialistic society. That we want to create entanglements in this material world. So we create entanglements. He says, Atma Jaya, he gets married, he gets his son, Suta, and then he develops a palace, he wants to develop a palace, Agara, Pashu. In those days, Pashus, we have horses and elephants, but now we have different vehicles, Mercedes, this, that, Pashu. Dravini, he wants to create a treasury, bank balance, and Bandhushu, relatives. And creates this entanglement. So Parikshit Maharaj, he gave up all that. He gave up all the entanglement. I'll read the translation. Maharaj Parikshit, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Lord Krishna. This was the power. So he gave up everything based on wholehearted attraction for Lord Krishna. This is very nice. Parikshit Maharaj, renunciation was not born out of irresponsibility. Right? Sometimes we see new person comes to Krishna consciousness. Anyway, he's frustrated with the material world. Maybe a student or a working man, family man, he comes. And immediately, he sometimes feels, oh, let me also come and join the temple. Why should I work outside? He immediately wants to give up all the responsibilities. Immediately. Our renunciation, most often times it happens, is born of irresponsibility. So Prabhupada says, unless one is sufficiently purified, one should not give up his prescribed duties of his prescribed ashram. One has to work under the guidance of his prescribed duties. One cannot just give up and go and just, I will hear and chant in Vrindavan. No. Renunciation born of irresponsibility creates havoc. That's all. Havoc in your life, havoc in the life of others. That's one thing. In the case of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, when Dhritarashtra and Gandhari left the kingdom, they ran, in the middle of night they left, they didn't tell anyone. They didn't tell, Sanjay. Sanjay, who was so close to Dhritarashtra, they didn't tell him. They didn't tell Yudhishthir Maharaj. So the morning when they came to offer obeisances, they were surprised. Where have they gone? Both are blind. Both are in depression. So many hundred sons have died. They are in so much depression, frustrated in material life. They never got the kingdom. And now Dhritarashtra is blind. So Sanjay is wondering. He's feeling pity. Maybe Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, out of frustration, must have committed suicide. Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking. He must have drowned themselves in Ganges. And they are feeling pity on him. But Prabhupada writes there in the purport. He says, because they do not know that Dhritarashtra has left as a result of preaching or Vidura. Dhritarashtra's renunciation is not born out of depression or frustration, but it is born of enthusiastic cheerfulness. Prabhupada says, Dhritarashtra's renunciation is born of enthusiastic cheerfulness. Unless one has a higher taste, one has an understanding of a better life, after renouncing the current life, he cannot take to renounced order. He cannot stick to renounced order. So one has to have that faith. One has to have enthusiastic cheerfulness and understanding of a better life after renunciation of the present life. Then only one can take up to this renunciation, renounced order. So Vidura had preached, but Sanjay didn't know. He's thinking they have left. So here also Parikshit Maharaj, virudham mamatam jahau, virudham, very deep rooted affection to the family members. He could give up. Wholehearted attraction was there to Krishna. And this has been the result of Shrotavya, hearing with a chaste mind from a spiritual master like Shukadev Goswami. Prabhupada also says about renounced order. He says, the power of illusory energy is so strong that one may renounce, one may give up his family to renounce everything and go and stay in some holy place. That, okay, now warning has come, warning of death has come. Anytime death can come. Influenced by that, sometimes we get very influenced by some of the statements of Bhagavatam. Okay, immediately do it, just let's do it. Okay, you may go. But the power of illusion energy is so strong that even in the holy place, one tends to develop so many attachments, entanglements, and tends to create a new family life. So power of illusion is very strong. So, therefore, one has to work under the instruction of spiritual master and slowly give up this virudham mamatam jaho, this deep rooted affection for family members, by wholehearted attraction to Krishna, which is born by hearing from spiritual master. So he became chaste, he heard, he fixed his concentration faithfully, and he gave up virudham mamatam jaho, this deep rooted affection. And then what he did, then the next verse is, oh great sages, Suta Goswami is telling, the great soul, Parikshit Maharaj, the word uses Mahamana, Mahatma, great soul. He was a Mahatma. He constantly wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna. Now, this is the effect. As a person hears, we see Arjuna, initially was so much absorbed in these family problems. What will happen to Drona? What will happen? He was so much conquered by the attachment to fallible soldiers that apashyatam atm tattvam. He could not see the ultimate goal, ultimate why he is here. With that contaminated state of consciousness, when a person hears submissive oral reception, slowly, 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 first chapter, second chapter Bhagavad Gita, third chapter Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, he hears and hears. And his realizations grow and grow and grow. And gradually he could give up that attachment to the fallible soldiers, and completely in 10th chapter, sarvam etadritam manya, I accept everything you say. I give up all the other moral principles, all the secondary religious principles. Slowly the purification takes place. So here, constantly wrapped in the thought of Krishna, he was, knowing well of his imminent death. He knew death can come any time, Parikshit Maharaj. What did he do? He renounced all the karma kandiya conceptions. He renounced all the karma kandiya conceptions. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, three things people take. Accept. Why? For material prosperity in this life, or maybe go to heavenly planets. Fruitive mentality is there. In the old previous ages, people used to take dharma. But now dharma is not there, Prabhupada writes, because we have so much modern industrial advancement is going on. So people think without dharma we can have earth and kama. So why we need dharma? Just kick off the dharma. But even applying to the modern day, we have developed so many obligations, so many dharmas. Dharma to the family members, dharma to community, to friends, to so many obligations have developed. And we start having our own conception of moral principles. What is religion? What is morality? What is our own conceptions of what is right, what is wrong? But the mentality is fruitive, so that I should get my comfort zone, material prosperity. That is the goal. Parikshit Maharaj was not afraid of any sinful reaction, that he will give up so many obligations and make Krishna as the priority. What will people say? People will turn against me. Right? Somebody may say like that. So many obligations. So, like that. So, what he gave up all the karmakandiya conceptions and fixed himself firmly in the natural love for Krishna and asked all these questions exactly as you are. So he fixed himself firmly in the love of Krishna. Sar dharman paritejya, give up all other dharmam ekam sharanam raja. Like that. So here Prabhupada quotes Srila Madhavendra Puri. He says, he quotes this word. Mugdam mam nigadantu niti nipuna bhrantam muhur vaidika. Mandam bandhava sanchaya jadadhyam mukta dara sodara unmattam dhani no viveka chatura kamam mahadambhikam moktum na shamate managapi mano govinda pada spriham. Let the sharp moralist accuse me. Srila Madhavendra Puri is making Krishna's topmost priority. He says, let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. Arjuna's case also, people will say, come on, how can you kill your dear teacher who taught you the same vidya you used to kill him? You kill your guru with the same vidya? He says, you are killing your Bhishma. You never had any father since your birth, and now the Bhishma you are going to kill, who took care throughout your, he was the only person who was taking care. All the Kauravas were trying to poison you, kill you, and now you are going to kill him? So many obligations, so many dharmas will come in the life of a devotee. But by his power of a wholehearted attraction to Krishna, firmly fixed in Krishna, he gives up all the other morals. Let the sharp moralist cause me of being illusioned. Arjuna, you have become illusioned. Somebody may say, but Arjuna gives it all up. I will do whatever you say, Krishna. therefore in Bhagavad Gita we have Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam. One who is bewildered by sense enjoyment, Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam, is too attached, he cannot become one pointed in his service to Guru and Krishna. He is too much bewildered. So here Arjuna became fixed up. He could give up all the attractions. Experts in Vedic activities may call me misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. Wealthy Mammonites may point me out as mad. And learned philosophers may assert that I am too much proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I am unable to do it. Srila Madhavendra Puri is saying this verse, kicking off all the karmakandiya conceptions and fixing his consciousness in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is beautiful. In this regard, actually, see, any conditioned soul while engaged in this material world, even on the trying to be on the religious path, tends to develop entanglements, attachments. And it's very powerful, Prabhupada is telling. Another example is there, Khatwang Maharaj. Khatwang Maharaj, he was doing service to demigods. It's not that he was engaged in personal sense gratification. He was fighting for the pleasure of demigods against the demons. But when he was, so when the fight is over and demigods are very pleased by the service and they're asking, so what is the benediction you want? What benediction should we give? He says, tell me when, how long my life is left. He understands. So although absorbed in service, although absorbed in so many dharmas, but Prabhupada writes, a fully responsible man always keeps consciousness of his prime duty of life. And because Khatwang Maharaj is a fully responsible man, was always conscious of his prime duty of life, by the power of this Bhagavatam, he could immediately, when he was told only one moment is left, you will leave your body in a moment, he could immediately fix his consciousness. He could immediately withdraw his consciousness from all the other obligations. Fully fix up his consciousness. In Parikshit Maharaj also case, it's not that Parikshit Maharaj was a materialistic king. He was actually a representative of the Lord. He was serving in the kingdom on behalf of the Lord. He was ruling on behalf of the Lord. He was maintaining the highest level of Krishna consciousness, keeping out Kali. That was his service. Keeping out. He is preventing Kali to come in. So it's not that he is doing some personal selfish thing. He is doing his service. And he had the power to counter curse also. He could have avoided the curse which was given to him. He could have asked. This is my service is very important. If I leave, Kaliyuga will start. He had the power. He was a powerful king. But he is not attached to his own understandings. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, humility is the beginning of knowledge. Humility is the beginning of knowledge. If a person tries to compete with the plan of God, if Parikshit Maharaj would have said, this is my service, let me do this service, that was also right conception in one sense. Yes, he is doing service. He is not doing some sense gratification. So he could have remained attached to his service. But not competing. Prabhupada says, if one competes with the plan of God, even as a devotee, what he becomes? He becomes frustrated, Prabhupada says. But with the humility, he goes to the sages, to the assembly of sages, and asks, what is his duty? He is not whimsical. He doesn't renounce whimsically. At the same time, he doesn't remain attached. But he, with humbly, takes shelter and hears, what is that duty? What am I supposed to do? And thus he could give up all other obligations, although he was so absorbed in his service only. He was worried. He was thinking very carefully of the whole kingdom, protected from Kali, on behalf of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But now he understands the plan of Supreme Personality of Godhead has changed. Now is the time for this Srimad Bhagavatam to take place. And therefore he very easily gives up. This is all by the power of association of great sages, hearing. He could give up. He was not full of anxiety. And then what? What happened? What is the question he asked? That's also very interesting. Right in the beginning, what is the question he asked? He says, I beg to know from you the personality of Godhead. I want to know how he created this phenomenal universes. How he created. He's asking, what question he's asking? About the creation. And actually, his question seems to be good. Prabhupada says, any inquisitive man has a question. When he looks at the sky and looks at the stars, who created this world? How this whole happened? And why he's created? How, why, when, what happened? So this question will ask. So very good question. But if you start reading the answers in the fourth chapter, fifth chapter, a person will feel better to close these chapters and proceed forward. It's so difficult to digest. Some difficult philosophy seems to be boring. And Parikshit Maharaj, imagine, he has just given up his responsibilities. He has just given up, come out of the kingdom. And 7 days are left. So a lot of anxiety is there. Time is very less. So one may feel, my God, if I go at this speed, read this philosophy, to finish 12 cantos, I don't know when I will finish. So sometimes tendency, okay, just skip up all these prayers and this, very nice. So one may find it boring, but with what Parikshit Maharaj is telling. And also he is fasting now. He is not going to eat anything, or going to sleep, or going to take water. Especially in such a condition, when condition is austere, you are in anxiety. What generally you want to hear about Krishna's beautiful pastime from Krishna book. Very nice. Beauty of Vrindavan is described. Beauty of Krishna is described. Especially in this condition when Parikshit Maharaj is fasting and time is less and full of anxiety and this. But not that. There is no hurry. There is no rush. By submissive Prabhupada writes, our goal is not to get some mystic perfection, not just to finish off the whole thing. What does Parikshit Maharaj says? Etad veditum ichhami. That's what I want to know. He hears this fourth and fifth and sixth chapters, so many nice chapters. And I was just reading this. Finally, Parikshit Maharaj says he says, Etad veditum ichhami. This is what I want to know. He's ecstatic about it. Prabhupada says he feels ecstasy. Not that he's telling, I've just come out of the kingdom. And now I'm fasting, no sleep, no nothing. And topic which Sukhdeva Goswami started is so heavy. Like in public speaking we have. Start with something pleasing to the audience. So here he says, starting heavy philosophy. Prabhupada is telling, his pure devotee is getting equal ecstasy, whether hearing the process of creation, cause of all causes, this fourth and fifth, sixth chapters, or he may hear the stories. Generally we are always eager to hear stories. So that's, he says, Tattvam Tattva Vidam Vara. I want to know the Tattva, the Krishna in full. Tell me more. I want to saturate my consciousness, because the conditioned world is that it is Shrotavyadishu Rajendra Santa Sahasrasha. Thousands of topics are saturating our consciousness. Mundane vibrations are affecting us. So tell me, as much as I can hear in my realizations, as much as you can speak, please speak. I just want to saturate my consciousness. Same thing Arjuna is saying. Arjuna is saying in 10th chapter, after getting full realization of Krishna. He says, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. He's telling all these prayers. He says, I have understood. By your grace, I have good full realization of you. I have fully understand you. He says, Sarvam etad ritan manya, yan maam vadasi keshava. Whatever you have told, I have understood. I have convinced now that you are the supreme, you are the supreme Brahman, you are the resting place of everyone. But nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur devana danava. Even the demigods and demons cannot understand you. Even the learned scholars cannot understand you. And he says, although we cannot understand you, Arjuna is telling, we cannot understand you. Yes. And even Krishna says, Hantate Pravakshya, Pradhanyata, I will tell you only Pradhanyata, chief things. Because actually I am so unlimited, how much should I tell you? By a single fragment of myself, I pervade the entire universe. So how much should I tell you? So Prabhupada writes in the Purport, devotee knows he can never understand Krishna fully. Satisfaction is not going to come by becoming a scholar, by memorizing all the verses of Gita, all the Bhagavatam, all the scholarly connection of the verses. Satisfaction does not come by that now I know fully Krishna. He says, Bhuya Kathaya Triptir He Shinvato Nasti Memritam. He says, Bhuya Kathaya, I know we cannot understand you completely, but you keep telling more and more, Bhuya Kathaya, more and more, again and again. Why? Because just hearing about you is so nectarian. Shinvato Nasti Me Amritam. So much Amrit. Same verse in Bhagavatam. Swadu swadu pade pade. So Prabhupada writes, somebody who has established transcendental relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead by the process of Shrotavyam, swadu swadu pade pade, he relishes transcendental bliss at every moment. So he says, keep on speaking. I know we will never understand, but as much as you can give the nectar, please give, because I want to saturate my consciousness. Otherwise, santi sahasrasha, thousands of topics are absorbing my consciousness. So our goal is not to become scholarly, not any mystic power. Prabhupada says we don't want mystic power. But we want pleasing Krishna by showing that we are attentive to his messages. He says attentive. Harer Adbhuta Virase. We want to hear more and more Adbhuta Virase. Whatever best we can hear as per our qualification. Krita Loka, Katha Loka Sumangala. Because it creates all auspiciousness in our life. So keep on speaking. This is nectar. He's telling. I know I can never conquer Krishna. So this is nice. That's our purport. We cannot. So we see Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is so much conquered by Krishna. He's so much conquered by the speeches of Shukadeva Goswami that he gives up. Atma Jaya Sutaga. Virudham Mamatam. His deep rooted affection he gives up. He gives up all the Karmakandiya conception and he fixes. Just like Madhavendra Puri is saying, does not budge an inch from determination to serve the lotus feet. So his heart is being conquered by Krishna and he's ready to serve Krishna. Make him the priority of his life. And always ready to give up anything, anywhere, anytime for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. That is the... So he is conquered by Krishna. And when a devotee hears with this mentality, he wants to hear more and more and more Krishna in the heart as Paramatma. He is very pleased. He gets conquered. He gets conquered. So this is very important. So a relationship is established between devotee and Krishna. So this is nice. Why? Because Prabhupada is telling, jnanis and yogis can never conquer Krishna because they want to become one with Krishna. This mentality of Mayavad or becoming one with Krishna, they can never. This is lusty mentality Prabhupada is writing in the purport. They can never conquer Krishna. But because Parikshit Maharaj does not want to become one with Krishna, he always wants to remain a servant. He understands Ekala Ishwara Krishna, Ar Sab Bhritya. He is thoroughly convinced. He has no tinges of material contamination. What he says? Let's see. What is his goal? Does he want to become one with Krishna or what does he want to do? That is the next verse. Katha Yasya Mahabhaga. Keep on doing Katha more and more. Please continue narrating. Yathaham Akhil Atmani. Narrate about Akhil Atmani, about the transcendental super soul who is different from all the souls, who is transcendental, uncontaminated. He is not subject to the degradation of this material world. He is not subject to the modes of material nature. He is infallible. I do not want to make any fallible person as my hero. My hero, my master should be a person who is infallible, the transcendental Lord. Or anybody can connection with him. Akhil Atmani. That's my hero. He says, what will happen? What will I do? Krishna Niveshya Niha Sangam. By hearing, I will place my mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is not telling. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, Avyayam, everlasting. This relationship of servant and master is everlasting. So that's very important. So he says, Krishna Niveshya Niha Sangam. I'll place my mind, I'll absorb my mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. And what will happen? By that, Manas Tyakshveka Levaram. All the material contamination will be washed away. Already I have given up family, but this last contamination of this Atma, this body, I am still attached to this body sitting here. I will be able to relinquish this material body also. I'll be able to place my mind at the lotus feet of Krishna and thus conquer Krishna's heart. And just see what happens. So Prabhupada writes, the next verse, Parikshit Maharaj says, so one should hear this Bhagavatam very carefully. Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam. Shraddhaya. Faith. Attentively. Carefully. Sincerely. One should hear this Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says it's nice to read Bhagavatam here and there. But best is to read as a sincere student, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, with faith. See, it is not a science of intellectual. It is a science of, as Arjuna is telling, we will not understand. We know. You are so unlimited. How can we understand everything? But just by hearing about you, it's so amritam, it is nectarian. And even if it is not nectarian for us, for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is pleased when we hear. So, Shraddhaya, faithfully offer our hearing to something which we cannot understand. It is not appealing to our intellect sometimes, to our mind. It is too heavy, philosophical. And then he says, Nityam, regularly serve Bhagavatam and Swachestitam, endeavor. Endeavor to do that. Put some effort. So what will happen? Kalena na ati dirghena. Kalena na ati dirghena. Very soon. Na ati. It will not take much time. Ati dirghena. Na ati dirghena. It will not take much time. Bhagavan Vishate Hari. Krishna, you will conquer Krishna. Krishna will manifest in your heart. Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. That's our theme. That a devotee will conquer Krishna just by serving under the instruction of a great soul, Srimad Bhagavatam, endeavoring to serve with faith, sincerity, regularity. Kalena na ati dirgena. He will conquer Krishna. Vishate Hridi. And finally he says, Pravishta Karna Randrena. So this is the whole process. Inviting Krishna from our, by hearing, Karna Randrena into our heart. Inviting the Krishna by hearing about him into our heart. Karna Randrena Swanam Bhava Saroram. What will happen? When sound incarnation of Krishna enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, the Supreme Soul sits on the lotus flower of the loving relationship. That relationship is established. That transcendental bliss is there because Krishna is manifested in the heart. And Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna. I'll just take a few minutes. I'm sorry. Started late. Just a few minutes. So, Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yathasarat. He says, just like autumn season, rains are there. So, during rainy season, all the pools have become muddy. But when the autumn season comes, all the water comes, it washes away finally all the muddy pools of the rainy season. Similarly, the contamination, when Krishna is there in the heart of a devotee, because Krishna has the quality of all attractive. Supreme Lord Krishna is all attractive. So when a devotee is carrying Krishna in the heart, he also gets the developing the quality of all attractiveness. And he also, there was the quality of not only purifying himself, but purifying all the people around him, all the lands, all the environment is purified by a devotee's presence because he is talking nothing about Krishna, nothing but Krishna. So he is purified because just like we see in the, we have the pastime of Devaki. When Devaki was carrying Krishna, Devaki became so beautiful. Even the demigods are coming, they could make out that Krishna is there. She is carrying Krishna in the heart. So devotee becomes beautiful and he can purify everything. Just like autumn saints purify all the muddy pools of the rainy season. And then finally he says, Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam. And now he does not become one with Krishna. Padamulam na munchati. He does not leave the lotus feet of Krishna. He holds the lotus feet of Krishna in his heart and he does not leave the service which he left somehow previously. But now he will never leave. Padamulam na munchati. And how does he feel? Pantha swasharanam yatha. Just like a traveler, after traveling through cities and all the countries and different places, earning, working hard for his family, comes back home tired and completely feels shelter at the lotus, at the comforts of his family. Similarly, a devotee now feels completely sheltered and satisfied in the shelter of the reservoir of all rasas, Sri Krishna. Pantha swasharanam yatha. A pure devotee whose heart has once been cleansed by the process of devotional service, he doesn't become one with Krishna, but he never relinquishes the lotus feet of Krishna. He becomes a servant, for they fully satisfy him. The full satisfaction is there only in relationship with Krishna, because Krishna is the reservoir of all rasas, just like a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. So thus we hear that how by hearing from Sukadeva Goswami or from bona fide spiritual master, conditioned soul is completely purified of all the thousands of topics he has absorbed in the Griha Medhi consciousness. And we can purify ourselves and thus absorb ourselves fully in Krishna and attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And thus a devotee is conquered by Krishna and Krishna conquers the devotee and enables him to give up all the deep-rooted affection. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. I'm sorry if I spoke too much or offended someone. Please beg forgiveness. Hare Krishna. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.